Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Next up on 100 Yards of Football, Daniel Kelly, the former NFL scout, joins Vincent Turner this morning for a nice and very much an analysis of the All-Mountain West Second Team Quarterback and Davey O'Brien Award semifinalist from the Central Valley of Cali. The Bulldogs of Fresno State, they take on Jake Haner here on 100 Yards of Football.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's a glorious day in the neighborhood. If you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today, we're going to highlight Jake Haner, quarterback out of Fresno State. But as you heard the introduction, right now, he's hot on social media. I consider him the best scout in the universe. I don't have to say no more. No more words, no more accolades. The very talented Daniel Kelly. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. And special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers.
Yes.
You have the floor, Mr. Kelly. Tell us about Jake Haner, quarterback, Fresno State.
Absolutely. Good morning, Mr. Turner. Good morning to all of our listeners, whether it's morning, afternoon, night, middle of the night, whenever you're watching this. Hello. Jake Haner, there he is on your screen, number 9, quarterback, Fresno State. He has a big high school background, 8,464 yards passing in high school, set a school record there with 90 touchdowns. There on your screen, he's number 9 for Fresno State, 6'1", 195. And of course, I'm one of the only, if not the only draft analyst on a national platform that actually highlights the games I've watched and scouted and evaluate to hold myself accountable. I do not basically go along to get along. And I don't sing all the same choir book that the rest of the draft analysts sing out of in the National Football League. In 2021, I looked at Haner against UCLA, Boise State, and Oregon. So if anybody in the country wants to debate me, let's put on the game film and let's go at it. When I look at Haner, the game film speaks to me. And that's something I want to highlight here, guys, this isn't rocket science, okay? I just write down what the players do on tape. I simply transcribe what the players do on the game film. I don't make things up. I just write notes, look for tendencies, chart what's happening, and go with what the players put on their football resume. Now, Haner, extremely well-schooled in terms of mechanics. I can't highlight and emphasize that enough. In fact, he looks as accomplished as quarterback Matthew Stafford on the Rams when you talk about his overall movements and mechanics in the pocket when I turned on the game film. The only issue is his downfield game, his vertical game, is nowhere near what Stafford's is. This is exactly the textbook type of quarterback who's going to be stunning on his pro days. He's going to look like a world beater running all the little drills. But I implore NFL teams, I implore owners and general managers, you've got to turn on the game film on this one. The game film shows and paints the real picture. At this point, Haener looks like a career backup in the National Football League, a solid number two that you would never want starting for an extended period of time. And I'll talk about why, detail for detail, as I unpack the positives and the negatives of Haener and what he put on game film and I transcribed. When we talk about what we're unpacking on the negative sides, well, let's actually start with the positives, okay? Let's start with the positives. We'll get to the negatives, okay? Let's talk about the positives. Let's talk about the nice statistics that he put up last season at Fresno State, okay? He was 329 out of 490, 67.1% completion percentage, 4,096 yards, 8.4 yard average, 33 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. This guy is tough, okay? This is a tough cookie in the pocket. He's got a gunslinger mentality. I like that. He's got the polished, raw mechanics, well-schooled, very well-schooled. Looks like he's been working on throwing a football since he was 4 years old, okay? Good mobility. He can move around and navigate in the pocket nicely. He can slide around. He has that to his game. He can roll out and throw on the run. In fact, when he rolls to his right, it's probably one of the best passes that he throws out of his arsenal of passes. He's somebody that gives the look and feel of being a very smart football player back there. He's got not good, not great, but fancy ball handling skills, okay? He's got some of the best ball handling skills I've seen in a quarterback in some time. I mean, when he tries to run a play action, it actually fools the cameraman. That's how good he is. He's not robotic like a lot of these guys is when it comes to play action, which is just a wasted motion for most of these quarterbacks. Now with Haener, Haener actually has fancy ball handling skills in the pocket. He's solid in the short range. That's his best range of throwing. He tends to do better with larger throwing windows in zone situations. He throws better against zone than man. He throws better when he has larger throwing windows, which means larger area to get the ball into. He's very good on slant routes in the short to intermediate zones. He looked like, you know, and what did I like most? Okay. I like that he was able to come back on UCLA and he kept fighting. And I also liked when he was getting blown out by Boise State that he kept trying. He kept throwing the football and he actually threw a touchdown on the last play of that game. He never gave up. I like that about him. Okay. The negatives, okay? The book I learned to learn how to scout on was Tony Rizzano's Secrets NFL Scout. It's still out there. He was, of course, the great scouting director for the San Francisco 49ers under Bill Walsh. He said there are no 10s, okay? There's negatives, everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Barry Sanders, doesn't matter, okay? Now, the negatives on Haener is he has a tendency to pat the ball before he throws it. What does that mean, okay? Well, patting the ball is a no-no in the NFL. It always has been because it actually telegraphs he's about to throw the football in defensive backs. It's a key that DBs can pick up on. His ability to throw timing routes, this is a concern for every college quarterback. It doesn't seem like they do a whole lot of this in college in any school. His ability to throw a timing route to the NFL level is going to be a big concern for me when he's coming in there because, he waits until the receivers are open. There's many examples I can illustrate. If I was sitting in front of a game film in a war room situation, the National Football League, where receivers are actually waiting on the football, you can't make a living doing that in the NFL. He often waited until receivers made their break. Can't do this either. Have to throw it before the receivers make the break in the NFL. Sometimes, those are the biggest things that he's going to have to work on at the next level. My chief concern with Jake Haener is his arm strength. It really seemed to take a tremendous effort for him to throw out routes. He really had to push it out there and look just kind of like almost just like a dying duck at times on the out routes. That's a huge concern. Those are ESPN pick six highlights all day, every day in the NFL. That's going to be a concern. Inconsistent on the touch passes. Sometimes he puts simply too much air underneath the football. It takes too long to get there. Again, average arm strength, a huge concern. And his deep game, guys, get on a highlighter, is subpar. His deep game is nowhere near what it needs to be to succeed in the National Football League. And really, guys, he throws too many dangerous passes. This is something I sat in meetings with defensive players, with Bill Belichick while I was with the Jets, and he talked about ball protection and the importance of ball protection by quarterbacks and always to try to bat the ball down and put the arm up opposite of the quarterback's throwing hand to try to get your hand to the lanes. Okay, listen. Jake Haener is somebody that throws a lot of dangerous-looking passes, okay? He had the 9 interceptions, granted, but he also throws a lot of balls that were nearly picked off, batted away. This is also another concern. You cannot win in the National Football League with a quarterback that throws too many dangerous-looking passes. A couple more negatives. He tends to take sacks like most of these college quarterbacks do and does not throw the ball away. He takes yardage losses for his offense. I just think that man press coverage is going to be a huge challenge for him in the National Football League. Haener's one of these guys that looks great in the pocket, much like Zach Wilson did at BYU. He looks extremely polished in the pocket until he goes vertical with the ball. That's when the phone goes off the hook for those of us who are old enough to remember phones that came off the hook and receivers. But these are the things that he can get away at the college level that he will not be able to get away with at the NFL level. Pro Football Network and NBC Sports has a top 15 first-round grade on this guy, and NFL Mock Draft Database.com, one of my favorite websites out there. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. No, I don't get a kickback. I don't operate that way. But I do like the site because it shows a consensus where these guys are at. Me personally, as a former NFL scout who's only attracted legends and been around Hall of Famers, I'm putting a third round grade on this guy because I like him. I think he's going to be a solid number two guy that you can come in and provide an offense with a spark when needed. He projects best to me to an offense that has a lot of quick release, short passes, who has receivers on the roster who are big time yakety yak yards after the catch receivers, much like Joe Montana was with the West Coast offense, with the likes of Jerry Rice and John Taylor, where he can throw short slants and short passes, and the other guys can do all the work and turn them into longer gains. That's the type of offense he needs to go into. You know, there's things about Haener to like. I like him, but I don't love him. Your thoughts on Jake Haener, quarterback, Fresno State, Mr. Turner?
I'm going to be brutally honest with you today here on 100 Yards Football. I love the kid. What I see in him is a warrior. Transferred from the University of Washington. A lot of people were throwing him under the bus. Say that he was not fulfilling his four-star, being a four-star going to Washington. Then he went to Fresno State. There wasn't no guarantee he was going to start over there his first year. And then I look at his stats. 4,098 yards passing, 33 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. So I'm saying to myself, he's making noise out there in the Mountain West. It's just like that movie that came out in 1979 that had a lead actor by Michael Beck that's from my hometown, the 901. Warriors come out to play. He's a warrior, man. And then he got a little bit Iron Man Ozzy Osbourne in him. And then when you look at him, I go back. Remember, I'm 61 years old, so I've seen a lot of football. He's got a little Doug Flutie in him. He's got a little Johnny Manziel in him. He's got a little Arch Sleepster in him. He's got a little Kent Austin that played at Ole Miss. He got a little Ty Detmer. Remember how they say Ty Detmer could make all the throws? I know he won the Heisman at BYU and threw for 5,100 yards. Became a pretty decent quarterback in the National Football League. He didn't become no star. Then I think about Jake Fromm down here at the University of Georgia. Was a quarterback of two real good football teams that played in the college football playoffs in a national championship game under Jake Fromm. Then a guy you remind me of is John Fort Cade. who's one of the top quarterbacks coming out when I came out of high school in 1978 that went to Ole Miss, became a starter as a true freshman. Then you go back, since you be watching a lot of game film, DK, I go back and watch a lot of old college school film. And he puts me in the mind of Pat Sullivan, then won the 1971 Heisman Trophy, wore Eagle, Auburn University. And then think about this. He's out of Fresno State. And the Carr brothers, Derek and David. And then most of all, he really puts me in the mind of a gentleman that I seen play 3 years when I was going to school at the University of Arkansas from 78 to 81. Everybody down there at Baylor University talking about Mike Singletary with the eyes. Everybody was down there talking about Walter McCrumby. But if you know anything about the Southwest Conference, do your back channels on Jay Jeffries, quarterback at Baylor. He reminds me just like this young man right here, Jack Hayner. Could really throw the football, had a short, accurate game, but he had the same demeanor. And they won at Baylor. And he took Baylor to the Cotton Bowl his junior year. And then finally, think about this. It is very tough when you are really high-rated quarterback and you go to a program like the University of Washington. Things don't work out, then you go over to Fresno State. People flip the script on you. They call you a bus. They say you know where to be found. He came into last year's college football season. Nobody heard of him. And then I look at that UCLA game. Now, I'm going to start with the game afterwards against UNLV. His team down 21-9 in the third quarter. He comes back and leads his team on four straight touchdown drives and end up winning the football game 38-30. But when he took over the quarterback position in Fresno State, his first six games was over 300 yards. Now, I don't know no quarterback, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, that's going to walk in a situation with not the type of athletes they have in schools and go for six straight 300-yard games. But the UCLA game, this what really made me fall in love with this young man from Fresno State, and kudos to the Fresno State Nation. Down to UCLA, six play, 75-yard drive. Go back and watch it on YouTube. He made throws in that game. And then they were saying his hip might have been cracked. He could barely throw the ball. And he led his team to a victory over a team that was ranked UCLA that had beat LSU. And you know what that brought me back? See, in this game, you don't never give up. Tom Brady, six-round pick, seven Super Bowls. Willie Brown, an undrafted free agent out of Grambling, Hall of Famer. Everson Walls, undrafted Grambling Hall of Famer. Tank Younger, the first African-American to play in the league. Kurt Warner, who was packing groceries in the store, came out and became a Hall of Famer. Rod Smith with the Denver Broncos, undrafted Hall of Famer. Priest Holmes, the Eyes of Texas, wasn't drafted, but went to Kansas City and became Player of the Year offensively. He got some of that in him. Don't doubt me. Don't question me. I might not have the skill set, but you know what? I got the heart to be a quarterback in the National Football League. And you brought up this right here. It's going to be his second year in the system out there at Fresno. He's got some serious, serious ballers. Jalen Cropper is one of the top receivers in the country. Almost 900 yards last year. 11 touchdowns, averaging almost 16 yards a catch. Zane Polk. He on 100 yards of football. Get ready to know these names. Zane Polk, another one, four touchdowns. And Josh Myers. Now, Josh Kelly, 52 receptions, 778 yards, three touchdowns. And I think you told me early on when you wanted to do this young man, they said they had a little comparison to Drew Brees. Think about Drew Brees' story. He became a free agent for San Diego, but he had a torn rotator cuff that he had operated on in the offseason. In the Miami Dolphins, Nick Saban went with Dante Culpepper over him, and Drew Brees ended up signing with New Orleans. And you know what happened down in New Orleans? Bling, bling, Super Bowl with Drew Brees. This young man got a lot of that in him, man. I love the young man. Bouncing back from adversity and want to be great. Final words about Jack Hayner, quarterback, Fresno State. I love you, baby. He's going to be one of my favorite players in this upcoming college football season.
Well, Mr. Turner, you bring up a lot of good thoughts. If we were sitting in a war room, them some fine words, all right? That's for sure. You definitely, the passion that you have shown for Jake Hayner, I understand it completely. As somebody who's an aspiring general manager and somebody who's worked with Parcells and Belichick and the likes of these guys and also been friends with Mark Trestman, who's probably the greatest quarterback guru the league has ever seen, because he's coached MVPs in the NFL and the CFL. When I look at Jake Hayner, there's a lot of things I like. The skill set, fifth round, okay? That's if I'm sitting in front of an NFL owner right now. But I do like him. The things that you brought up, Mr. Turner, the fighting mentality, the heart, the passion that he shows, that's why I put a third round grade on him and elevated him to that point. A lot of the first string of the quarterbacks that you listed off, outside of Doug Flutie, a lot of those guys were just great college quarterbacks who had struggles in the NFL, were backups most of the time. And that's something that, that's where I see Hayner fitting in to a system, because bottom line is, yes, he has the heart. Yes, he has the passion. Yes, he can do all the things that you said he can do, Mr. Turner, in terms of like how hard he fights and comes back. I highlight some of those things. Those are the things I love about him. But the thing that cannot be compensated for is the lack of arm strength. When receivers are standing there waiting on the ball, and this is the hard lesson that Zach Wilson's had to learn too with the Jets. When receivers are standing there waiting on the ball, and those passes work in college football, but they do not work in the NFL. That's why Wilson has so much interceptions. That's why he had trouble throwing the ball. That's why some of these quarterbacks have trouble throwing the ball, because the biggest adjustment from college to the NFL for these quarterbacks is throwing timing routes. He's got to be able to put more zip on the pass. He's got to get into the weight room. He's got to develop his arm strength more. And that's the biggest chief concern I have about Jake Hayner. And also the other thing is, he is not going to start in the National Football League until he can clean up as many dangerous passes as he throws in a game.
My final words about Jake Hayner, Fresno State. Special thanks to our producer today, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen.
Yes, thank you.
And special thanks to Marky B. Bass for bringing up with a great introduction today here on 100 Yards of Football.
Great stuff. Thank you.
I'm going to say this about the young man, Mr. Hayner. See, they said the same thing about Tom Brady. Lack of arm strength. But he came into the league and he worked. That's why they call him the GOAT. 7 Super Bowl championships. They said the same thing about Willie Brown, who was undrafted in 63. What position do we have to put him at? Because Willie Brown was actually a tight end at Grambling. But they put him at cornerback. Hall of Famer. One of the best ever doing. Then they said the same thing about Kurt Warner. Went into the Green Bay camp. Didn't even want to get on the field. Then he went back to the store packing groceries. Got to the Rams and got the position because Trent Green got hurt. See, Hayner came from the University of Washington. Nobody heard of him last year. When he went over to Fresno State, he was on nobody's radar. But we're talking about him right now. So all I can think about Jake Hayner, it's the great Ozzy Osbourne, Iron Man. Has he lost his mind? Can he see or is he blind? Can he walk at all? Or if he moves, will he fall? I am Iron Man.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Like the video, please comment and share. We're surely appreciated here on 100 Yards of Football. Be blessed. We thank you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.